Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. While we were still sinners, Our verses for today come from Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Some things simply don't make sense. There are things we just can't understand. Why does cilantro taste like a wonderful herb to some and like a bar of soap to others? Why is it that sometimes sleep comes easily and other times at 2 a.m. the brain drives far away any chance of sleep? Why does a young child seem to need your help just as you sit down? Today's reading invites a different and deeper question. Why would God die for us sinners? The text says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It also says, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Our earthly brains and our self-centered nature can struggle to understand this. You and I may reach out to someone who appears powerless and try to help them, but nothing compares to what Christ did. He didn't save those who were worthy, but made worthy those he saved. God looked at us and all people, and out of a love that is beyond our comprehension, the Father sent Jesus. The Father said, "Go save my people with your perfect life, innocent death, and resurrection." In our eyes, that does not seem like much of a plan. In God's eyes, it was and is the perfect plan. God knew we were and are powerless to do what needed to be done to save ourselves, but he also knew that Jesus could do it. It was God's love that looked at us, messes that we were, and eagerly said, "Let's do this. Let's save them and make them our own dear children." That doesn't make sense because we were completely undeserving, but it made perfect sense to our perfect God who loves us perfectly. That's God's grace. He gives us what we don't deserve because of his amazing love. Everyone wrestles with guilt, and guilt can overwhelm all of us. What is God's answer to our guilt? It's Jesus. God's grace through Jesus says to us, "I've taken your guilt. You get God's perfect grace, peace, and joy in return." While we may not be able to grasp or understand this, we can fully count on God's promise and his remarkable gift of Jesus for us. While we were still sinners, he died for us so that all things can be right between God and us. For our prayer today, we will use Christian Worship 21, number 583. God loves me dearly, grants me salvation. God loves me dearly, loves even me. I was in slavery, sin, death, and darkness. God's love was working to make me free. He sent forth Jesus, my dear Redeemer. He sent forth Jesus and set me free. Jesus, my Savior, himself did offer. Jesus, my Savior, paid all I owed. Now I will praise you, O love eternal. Now I will praise you all my life long. Therefore, I'll say again, God loves me dearly. God loves me dearly, loves even me. Makes you want to sing, doesn't it? And a question to consider today. The text says that Jesus' death demonstrates God's love for us. How does Jesus' resurrection demonstrate God's power, and how can that help you be a powerful teacher this week? Thanks for listening. For more devotions, visit wells.net/devotions. The Lord guide you and cover you with his grace today and always.